there you are talking to that really handsome person in the park, namely a guy, and as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, as far as you're concerned.
You know, the one with the real cool Doberman, when your dog is not content with sniffing the Doberman's butt, but decides to sniff that guy's butt too. And he gooses him a good one while you turn beet red.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened to me a few times. And yank on his leash, and I'm hissing at the dog going, stop that right now. Just think, if our noses had the sensitivity of a dog's, we'd probably be sniffing butts too. Dogs and humans have individual scents, and that unnerving nose action is the canine version of an FBI check.
Oh, DNA.
The scents and secretions of the anus, genitals, and mouth tell a dog everything he needs to know, including whether the sniffy is a male or a female, is ready for mating, his social status, and what it likes to eat. Now admit it. Wouldn't it be handy to know all those things before you went out with somebody? Isn't it amazing how, you know, dogs can figure somebody out in 3 minutes and it takes us 10 years. And then mm-hmm. you realize you're not compatible with that person. I'm not going any further with that one.
No.
Where a dog sniffs can stay a lot. Friendly animals usually sniff each other's faces, heads, and necks, including inside the ears. Two dogs of equal rank will actually sniff each other's behinds at the same time. My dog's done that a few times. And then when a lower-ranking dog encounters one that's more dominant, he waits submissively for the other dog to sniff under his tail. Another dog doesn't have to be present for your dog to learn all about him or her. Sniffing urine and feces can actually provide all the information your dog needs to know. The special odors produced in a dog's urine and their feces allow him to mark territory, leave warnings to trespassers, and attract sexual partners of the four-legged kind.
Yes. Glad you differentiated there.
Well, they say different strokes for different folks.
Yes.
If your dog is a little too socially assertive with people, don't back up because you're showing submission. You might want to just keep moving forward and let the dog know that you're the dominant one. And if you're at the other end of the leash with your dog and he's sniffing somebody else, what you can do is try to be a bit more proactive and divert his attention by making him sit or perform another obedience command, and that will stop the unwanted behavior.
Okay.
And that's why dogs sniff butts.